What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And over in New York, there's a gentleman named Carl Heastie. He's one of the three most powerful elected officials in New York. He is well known for being soft on crime, but he may be changing that idea very soon, because apparently a man was shot in front of his office in a drive-by shooting. And according to the New York Post, at least 10 shots were fired from a white BMW sedan on, get this, Gun Hill Road and Fenton Avenue at 3 p.m., with multiple gunmen believed to have opened fire outside the Speaker's one-story district office. Okay. Now, let's see. Kaylee Kozak is a survivor of child sexual abuse and a strong voice for policy promoting victims' rights, was recently disinvited as a keynote speaker at the Arizona Crime Victims Rights Week Award ceremony in response to a tweet slamming Katie Hobbs for vetoing legislation to give more protection to victims of pedophilia. And yeah, Katie Hobbs is just out there with her veto thing all the time here. All righty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, I'm really against any kind of war with China. I mean, we already got this war going on in Ukraine.
Yeah, I'm kind of against any war with anybody, actually.
Yeah, me too. I mean, but it's really interesting. I get in, like, emails from a few of my Democratic friends, like, about how bad China is all of a sudden, you know, because George Soros now seems to want us to go to war with China. But, you know, what I don't understand is, like, the guys like Steve Bannon and the right and the rhinos. I mean, I understand they're warmongers, but does anybody realize that, you know, even if you were for a war with China, do you really want to have a war with China with a compromised president, you know, Biden in charge of
the
war?
Well, that obviously would be a factor.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all know, like, Hunter Biden was on the payroll of the Chinese Communist Party, and that money was seeping its way to the President of the United States, his entire family. I mean, the level of amazes me. Well, it doesn't really amaze me because of the corruption, but the fact that the FBI and the CIA, you know, they can overlook things for political reason, but this really is at the heart of our national security. And it's, I mean, he is an imminent threat. The President of the United States is an imminent threat to this country, well, anyway. But if we go to war with China, it's magnified by 10. I mean,
yes.
It's just, and nobody says anything. Even these guys like Steve Bannon, I never hear them say, well, you know, I'm for war with China, but not with this compromised clown as president. You know, at least I'd like to hear that from any rational person that's, you know, even though being a pro-war is an irrational, rotten position, even then you have to have at least a little bit of, like, self-concern that the guy that's totally compromised by the Chinese is going to be leading your country as president in a war. You know, those are pretty high stakes, fellas, you know? And
yep.
I give Marjorie Taylor Greene credit. I don't really, you know, I find her kind of abrasive, but, you know, I guess that's what we need now in Congress.
Yeah.
But what happened with her and Swalwell yesterday was incredible. I mean, she basically called him out and the House Intelligence Committee, like, well, you had sex with a Chinese spy, and we all know it. I mean, I don't know if you watched the video of that. It's on YouTube and stuff. It's great, because then the Democrats all, they wanted to, like, put a resolution and have her comments stricken. But the Republicans held fast and said, no, the record stands, and she can continue with her statement. And I think because it seems like they all love to have props now when they're talking, these congressmen. And I think every congressman that speaks on the intelligence community should have a picture of Swalwell with Fang Fang. I mean, the Democrats even have. How do you go to war with China when you have Democratic members of the intelligence community that are compromised by Chinese sexual, what do they call them, honey traps or whatever?
Honey traps.
Yeah, and it just amazes me the level of, like, where are our, like, guardians? Like, this is what the FBI is for. This is what, well, we all know where they are. But, I mean, it really screams out. Like, even the defense intelligence agencies, they really ought to do something. I mean, because this is really getting beyond the scope. I mean, what's going on in Ukraine with the Jewish ethnic cleansing of Catholic Ukrainians is really serious enough. But to, like, march us into a war with a compromised Chinese president, I mean, is the highest level of insanity I've ever heard about. And to see rhinos... Well, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but I mean, it's just amazing. I don't know what to say except I don't get it. I mean, it's just so far gone.
Yeah.
I mean, did you think Joe Biden would want America to win in a war against China? I don't. I don't think he would. I think
there's another way to look at that, and that is that if we went to war with China and won, then Joe Biden would be off the hook with the Chinese government. They couldn't control him anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, the amount of blackmail they have on that guy, the amount of, they have him under wraps. I mean, it's just, but I, like I said, my real question is not Biden. I mean, my question is, like, there are supposed to be, like, guardrails against things like this, you know? There's supposed to be, like, some form of checks and balances that would prevent this kind of thing from happening to this country, and they've all failed. And that's basically, a very scary thing that the country is so compromised at this level. It really is amazing. And to have people that should know better, like, cheering on a war with a country that has compromised your president, it's really kind of odd, like, as far as the opposition. You know, you'd think they'd have a little more sense. You know, McCarthy going over there to Taiwan or rattling, getting them wound up. You know, do we really want to, as the right side, the opposition side, do we really want to antagonize China right now?
No, we don't. I don't. Obviously, those in power who are saying we need a war in China to distract from the defeat in Ukraine and Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq. They're going to go on provoking China until China does something that we can scream is an initiating event leading to war. Yeah, that's exactly how Roosevelt got the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor. He just poked at them, following this 8-step plan by ONI Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum. And then when the Japanese finally responded to all of these insults, Roosevelt said, huge surprise. Nobody had any idea they were coming to attack us. And we were off into World War II.
Yeah, that was another, the 9/11 of the 40s, really, is what it was.
That's a good phrase. Good way to put that. Yep.
Yep. Well, anyway, it's interesting times, I got to say that. But I hope the Chinese don't take the bait. They're going to win if they just stick to winning economically and through mercantilism. You know, they're winning in Africa. They're making friends in we're losing so badly as far as what the world's opinion of us is, that why would you want a military kinetic war where buildings get destroyed and everything? The Chinese shouldn't get baited into the Taiwan thing. Taiwan's going to fall like a ripe fig to them if they just are patient. And
Taiwan is one of those situations where when the war for it is over, it doesn't really matter who won it, because there's not going to be anything left of Taiwan that's worth, it's going to be a big, huge pile of ash.
Well, most of the Taiwanese, they want to unify with China because
they see
us as a dining empire that promotes gay rights and all these things that are, like, anti-cultural for the Chinese. And they see that China itself is not some backward country like it used to be. They're, like, economically a major power. So they want to be part. They want to join up with the Chinese. And
okay.
I hope we don't.
Listen, Joe. Yeah, Joe.
Bye-bye.
I'm I've given you a big chunk of time,
sure
and the
did.
Phone lines
thank
are loading up here. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Actually, before I get to what's on my mind, I want to address Joe's once again talking about the Catholics in Ukraine. Ukraine is 70% Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox. The Catholics might be 7%. The Orthodox, they were part of the Russian Patriarch. They were under the authority of the Russian Orthodox Patriarch. And Imperial Russia always looked after the Eastern Orthodox of all the Slavo-Baltic nations who each had their own church. So the Jews are not killing off the Catholics. The Catholics, the Vatican, has been controlled by the Jews for centuries. It's been perverted.
Okay.
That's where homosexuality became so common. There were Jewish cardinals in there that they brought in homosexuality everywhere. And as for Al's comment last week about he's tired of talking about Jews, well, then let's not talk about anything that is disrupting our civilized society, because the Jews are behind it. And when I talk about the Jews, I'm talking about a private club. I'm not talking about an ethno-religious group as they have portrayed themselves. It is a private club. Usually you're born into it. If not, you can join it by doing the rituals.
Yeah.
And that club is now grossly fractured. They're fighting with one another. So the Jews are definitely the problem. And as for America First, when did the world ever love America? Everybody wanted to come to America because it was the land of consumption. Thanks for that video, Mike. I hope it's posted on your website about planned obsolescence. Great video.
Yeah,
but
I
anyway,
did put it up there after I send it to you. It's called Pyramids of Waste or the Lightbulb Conspiracy, and it's about how products are made to fail more or less about the same time you finish paying for them. So you're always having to buy the same thing over and over and over again.
Yep. So that was a great video. But again, I want to remind everybody, when after finishing high school, it used to be a rite of passage. Everybody would go backpacking in Europe, and you'd post the flag of your country on your backpack. Americans used to post the Canadian flag on their backpack. And in Latin America or South America or Hispanic America, whatever people want to call it, their favorite saying was gringo, go home, because gringo destroyed their world. Now, as for America being an empire, the English, it was really the biggest empire in known history. But the English always did one thing. Wherever they colonized, they also brought in health and sanitation and education and taught them public administration. The Americans just went in like a bull in a china shop and destroyed everything, killed everybody, and left garbage behind. So why would anybody ever have loved America? But the problem for America is that its presidents have always been pretty dumb and bought off by that club, that private club, the Jews. I have to say, Mike Gaddy last week had a great show on Saturday. I did not realize that in 1915, at the same time that Louis Brandeis was putting out his pamphlet for all Jews around the world to send money to enable the theft of Palestine, Abraham Lincoln was approached by a guy called Issachar Zachariah, his foot doctor, who asked him, Mr. President, would you help the Jews establish a homeland in our ancestral land? And the president said, I would be happy to help your brethren because you make my feet feel so good. I looked it up. And sure enough, Abraham Lincoln did say something like that. Now, how dumb was that man that he would determine a foreign policy, so crucial as that, on the guy who makes his feet feel good? Then you've got Truman.
Given a different explanation, Abraham Lincoln loved to joke around a lot, and maybe he was just trying to be funny.
No, he said it. Apparently, I've read it in a number of sites. He said it, and if you look at the other things, even his great oration, I don't know how many people are aware of it, but Lincoln probably did not write his own articulate, short, succinct speeches. If you look at the funeral oration of the Greek Pericles, you will find that it has been condensed, and that is what Abraham Lincoln's 80 years ago, his famous, brief, but succinct, but highly eloquent speech, was actually plagiarized from Pericles. So you got to wonder now, who was writing Lincoln stuff? And when he was done being of use, they got rid of him. That talk about the ultimate consumer society, the Jewish club is the most disposable. We'll use you until you're useful, and when you're not, we'll get rid of you. And that's what
I don't think that's confined to just any one race. I think when you get high up in the power structure, that kind of attitude becomes very, very common. There's really not a lot of loyalty. That's why everybody's always trying to have blackmail information on each other to protect their own position. Anyway, Layla,
I do disagree with you. But nobody does it as well as Jews or for as long as Jews have. And I say that as a club that has existed for centuries, not as a religious aspersion on any particular group. So thank you, Mike. Great video. Guys,
all right. Well, thank you. Glad you enjoyed it here. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I had a bad joke, but I forgot it, so I'm going to spare you this time.
Okay, good. Imagine my relief.
Yeah, imagine your and all the listeners too. And I sent you something, and I'm going to touch on it briefly. Maybe you want to dig into it further to unpeel this onion here. But I'll read the headline out of NPR in St. Louis: Three St. Louis residents indicted on charges of illegally pushing pro-Russian propaganda.
Yeah, I've seen that one. That's you know, I mean, they're literally criminalizing speech now.
Yeah, the point is that they've been in contact with, and maybe they took money from, a Russian national who founded a movement called the Anti-Globalization Movement of Russia. And so they allege that Russian foreign intelligence services allegedly weaponized our First Amendment rights. Freedoms Russia denies its own citizens to divide Americans and interfere in elections in the United States. Justice Department's National Security Division Assistant Attorney General Matthew G. Olson said in a statement. Now, I looked him up. I'm always doing that. I always look up the early life or their career. And when he went to school, he went to Harvard Law School. And he was the executive editor of the Civil Rights, Civil Liberties Law Review. Back in the 80s. Well, that's pretty much, once you get paid by the government, you do whatever the hell they want you to do. What a scumbag. This whole thing, and you see that the leader of this group, you know, he wears a Che beret with a red star on it, and he's traveled to Russia, but also all the way, you know, down through Africa, South Africa. He's been to Nicaragua, Ghana. And if you watch RT, they're heavily involved in African politics. And at the break, every half hour, sometimes they'll have like a little short on the history of European colonialism in Africa and how many Africans died and et cetera, et cetera. And I think this move here is like an act of frustration, in my opinion. Because they're losing the narrative. So they're going to make an example of these people. This group, and this is a small group, they face up to 10 years in prison on one charge and 5 years on another. 15 years, they do it consecutively for talking. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure there's Israeli first groups that get funding from Israel and nobody bothers them, right?
Nope.
Or from the Ukraine. Now, we're not officially at war with Russia, so I don't even see how this can stick. This is ridiculous.
But it is ridiculous here. It really is. Anyway, Bruce, I got to let you go here. We got to take a break for commercials. The phone lines are loading up, and we'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadrepreciousmetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often.
Here, and we are going to go to Sheldon in Washington State. Hello, Sheldon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello, Sheldon. Okay, I guess Sheldon must have dropped. So,
no, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right. Sheldon, what's on your mind?
I'm sorry, went outside. I thought I'd be at the end of a long list there. I'll make it quick. The definition of a woman is a female of childbearing age that can actually conceive. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Okay, well, your definition is flawed because, you know, when they're younger than childbearing age or older, I think they're still female. So what can I tell you? All right, I guess Sheldon's gone now. Let's go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Joe in Alaska. Are you there? Okay. I don't know what's going on here. All right, let's go to Tom in Utah then. Tom in Utah, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to give you a news flash.
Yeah?
part of the information that, when I was an advisory to the film industry,
mm-hmm.
the fact that the number one profit-making enterprise or factor of the pharmaceutical industry is livestock. 93% or more of pharmaceuticals produced, including the vaccines, end up in livestock. So
yes.
when they're announcing the fact that pigs have been injected, I used to do that in 1959,
mm-hmm.
60, 70. So that's no big piece of news. And by the way, every vaccine carries the DNA, the RNA of the media we use to culture the vaccine upon.
Okay.
So all vaccines have been vectors of DNA and RNA. Big surprise.
Yeah, well, the issue is this mRNA is a synthetic. It's not found in nature. It's manufactured. That's what's got
really?
People very, very nervous.
Well, I'd like to see that one. Anyway,
okay.
that's been a problem. And the primary actors, the prime actors that this industry wanted to keep, we gave them that information. Columbia, MGM, Fox, Universal, they all would have me come down and talk to their primary actors, their indisposables, as they call them.
Yeah, you told us that the last time you called in.
Uh-huh. So they're not schmucks, but they wanted their people to know the facts. You don't get to know the facts because you're part of the profiteering enterprise. Anyway,
okay.
that's a sad thing. The truth is withheld for money. All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, fine. And let's see. Did Joe in Alaska come back on the line? And let's see. No Joe. All right. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina, but Mark, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
All right, Mike. Two things I was about today. First, I don't know if you heard about the arrest of the Uhuru Group.
No, I did not.
Okay, they were originally raided by the FBI. Supposedly they were colluding with Russia on something. And today,
these are the ones that are being charged for... pro-Russian speech, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
This is so dangerous. I mean, the FBI is out of control. They're just like the... By the way, if I'm not mistaken, Uhuru is basically the descendant of the old Black Panthers. Not the Black Nazis running around calling themselves the new Black Panthers, who are probably government agents. I'm talking about the real deal, the old Black Panthers, who basically were there to help people to push the Second Amendment. If you remember, I don't know if you remember when they marched in the Oakland.
I remember the original Black Panthers, and they started out, very community oriented. Then they got infiltrated by the FBI and militantized, and they were subjected to all kinds of propaganda, like the Black Panther coloring book. And, they were treated rather badly.
They murdered Fred Hampton. And I know you had Larry Pinkley on your show already, and he was one of the original Black Panthers. And he went on to, I believe, either lead or be part of New Africa Movement.
Mm-hmm.
And today, very anti-government, very pro-American people.
Yep.
And you can learn a lot from listening to him. He's on InfoWars quite a bit. And the man's, you should be listened to. I'm sure he. So this is terrible what they did.
Okay, well, Mark,
yeah.
I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment.
Anyway, welcome back to our show. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina. And Mark, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, when it comes to this group here, it goes to show you who is really the enemy. It's the establishment. It's the, you know, not only the deep state, whatever you want to call it, but you can just call it the ruling class. They're a real enemy trying to turn blacks and whites against each other. And if you go against their system, they will come after you. Doesn't matter what your color is. Doesn't even matter what your political beliefs are. These people are socialists, you know, admitted socialists. They will go after the right wing. They will go after the left wing. But the mistake they made, and these people are not the brightest in the world, the deep state, what they've done now is, I think they're proving that this isn't about race. Not at all. This is about us versus them. Us being the people, regular people, them being the ruling class. And, you know, I wish more people would just get that through their heads and understand, because that's what they want to do, divide and conquer. And the other thing I want to talk about is RFK Jr. Everything so far about the guy I like. He could, maybe his dad and his uncle are looking over him now from the next world. And hopefully he'll get somewhere. But the only thing I want to know is, does he now support the Second Amendment or not? He should, after all he's seen during this COVID, during the COVID monstrosity, the way that the government cracked down and tried to force that needle into people's arms. So he should understand now the importance of the Second Amendment. Tulsi Gabbard does. Tulsi Gabbard's in full support of the Second Amendment. And he also, and he also should stop. Hopefully he's not buying into the climate change anymore. It's one thing to be for the environment. I'm for the environment. He's very much of an environmentalist, and that's fine. But when you talk about the climate, this is just the way the ruling class, whether it's the WEF or neoliberals as a whole, this is the way they want to dominate and keep people down, including keeping other countries down. Say, oh, no, you don't want to become us. You want to, this is why Russia and China are now doing so well with African, Latin American, and Asian countries, because the politicians here, they go around the world and tell these people, oh, you don't want this. You have to, look out for the climate and this and that, blah, 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 blah. And you have to adopt the LGBT agenda. They say, no, we don't want that. We'll go with Russia and China. I'm not sure what China, whether they go for any of that stuff. I don't think they do. I know Russia doesn't, So, that's basically the way it's being done, Mike. It's, they just want to rule, and they want to dominate. And hopefully, and what I really like about RFK Jr., he said he's going to close every single one of these 800 bases we got around the globe. That is great. That is awesome. This is what I was waiting for. Trump's not making a promise like that. And he's going to make America, he's going to take all that money that we use for so-called defense. It's not really a defense. It's for empire building. And he's going to rebuild this country. And I love that, Mike. I just got to find a little bit more about him, and I'm ready to, I'll be ready to vote for him. I don't like the Democrats. I wish he was running something else. But he could change the Democratic Party back into the Democratic Party of his father and his uncle again. So I'm hoping. Anyway, Mike, can you do me a favor? Could you keep me on, so I can listen to the rest of the show?
Yeah. pardon me, Mike, if you'll keep Mark on the line so he can listen to the show, that would be a really good thing. And let's see. James and Charlotte just dropped. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike. Good day to you. What's on my mind, Mike? I don't know if you got to see, or I don't know if you talked about it today, Breitbart, Newsmax, even Fox News was talking about Italy, what's going on in Italy with the birth rate. And they're going to be replaced in 30 years. The population of Italy will be gone. Basically, it's going to be an African country, Mike. Let's not kid ourselves. It'll be part of the African continent, as we know. And I think that's not a good thing for Europe. I don't think none of this is good. I mean, Mike, like I was telling you yesterday, tuberculosis, polio's coming back. And we got weak leadership. Mike, I like to ask you, man. I've been thinking, is the white race suiciding itself? You think?
No, it's being murdered.
Well, okay, there you go. It's being murdered. Okay, so if that's the case, Mike, what's the only solution? The solution is to pick up a sword, or whatever you want to call it, and go on the offensive, because you can't play defensive. And if you notice, Mike, the one country that's not playing defense is Israel. Israel's got to protect their Jewish culture at all costs. So we have to do the same thing, Mike, as white Northern Europeans. We have to protect our race at all costs. We have to do the same modus of operandi as they do. We have to secure a homeland like they have that's, in total dominance. Because if not, Mike, I look at the United States, Mike, and I'm looking at some states like Montana, Wyoming, even Utah, of course, Utah. And, those states, I don't think would ever allow the total flooding of those states with illegal immigration. However, they're trying to get beachheads on the West Coast and East Coast and here in Florida. and they already achieved the beachheads. So if we don't fight back, Mike, I think this country in the bitter end is going to be in an all-out terrible situation. And I really believe that.
I think we're already in a terrible situation, you know. You know, here's one frog who's ready to say, hey, the water's boiling.
Yeah, totally agree. Lobster, whatever, you know, a lot of, he won't even know he's being boiled to death. So, you know, I understand, Mike, and, like you say, they don't want to jump out of the water. They'll stay in there until they boil to death. You know, but, you know, Mike, I look at here in South Florida again. You know, as a modus of, as a linchpin of microcosm of things to come, Mike, these people are not complimenting us. They're not really complimenting here. It's all we're devouring. It's like, I see what the gas problem we're having here, Mike. It's like doggy dog. You know, they don't care. I mean, people will fight. They'll do anything. And this is only over gas. Like, can you imagine when it's over food or when it's over shelter, for that matter? I mean, it's just to the point now where it's gotten to the point where I think we're going to have to go into some kind of massive conflict. But like you say, Mike, we might end up getting taken over by the Chinese or Russians. I don't know what's going to happen. We got a weakling in there as a president right now. Robert F. Kennedy.
I can't imagine they'd want this place. They got enough problems of their own, you know, without picking up, you know, we're not exactly, you know, a prize, nation anymore.
You know, I true that. But, you know, Mike, Robert F. Kennedy's uncle, John F. Kennedy, when he was assassinated, he would never be a Democrat and be accepted in the Democratic Party now. No way.
No.
As a matter of fact, they'd call him a Klansman or an Aryan. John F. Kennedy would never be admitted into that Democratic Party. That's all leftist, communist, Bolshevik Marxists they have went. You know, that used to be a party of some kind of intelligence, but it's gone so woke and insane. I tell you, Mike, I feel for this country, man. And all the veterans and all the guys, you know, sacrificed for this country. I feel so deeply for these guys, and my family, of course. And you know, every day I wake up, we're all getting one day older, but I'm looking, man. I had a great life in the '60s, in the '70s, in the '80s, and then all of a sudden Jimmy Carter comes along, and kaboom, the whole country went unraveled. Because I tell you, this Jimmy Carter, this nitwit talking about Russian collusion with Donald Trump, hasn't said a dang word about Joe Biden, with bumbling Biden and his Hunter's son and the brother of Biden. They're getting away with murder, stealing millions of dollars. How did they get so filthy rich, these Bidens, Mike? It's unbelievable. And
well, you know, Harry Truman said the only way you get rich in politics is if you're a crook.
There it is. There it is, right there in a nutshell. I don't know, Mike. I feel for this country, but I also feel that some big good's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be the 24 election that they were going to prove, like, the cheating of the ballot, how they cheated it. How did Florida get everything so right, Mike, after Gore almost won the presidency here and the rest of the country couldn't follow Florida's lead? I'm still perplexed about that. How is it that Florida, they had the count done at 12 o'clock and everybody knew who won the state of Florida that night?
Yep.
But Michigan and Arizona, Pennsylvania, none of these states could even, they didn't know for days. What nonsense, Mike, what nonsense. I mean, the whole country, Donald Trump does get back into the presidency, Mike, he should demand that the Congress make everything, when it comes to the ballot, is going to be the way the state of Florida runs the election.
Well, unfortunately, Donald Trump cannot demand that Congress do anything. I mean, he can sign an executive order the way that Joe Biden is doing. That, of course, will be argued back and forth. What we need is a Congress that understands we need honest elections. The problem is Congress right now, theoretically, is filled with the beneficiaries of stolen elections, and they're not going to want to change anything.
Yeah, Mike. By the way, Mike, before I go to Angel Mothers and Fathers, and I just want to say this. Do you agree that Joe Biden's 100 times worse than Jimmy Carter? You agree with that, Mike?
I don't have an exact number, but yeah, Biden is the worst.
Absolutely. And now, Mike, here's what I'm going to throw a number that just came out. I saw on, I had to check it out in Numbers USA, Mike. I don't know if you're familiar with that immigration. You ever heard of FAIR, Federation of American Immigration Reform?
I know fairness and accuracy in reporting, but tell us about this other one.
Well, it's called Federation of American Immigration Reform. On their website, Mike, check this out. Since January 1st till right now, okay? So this, in a 4-month period, there's already been 87 Americans murdered by illegal aliens. 87 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens. 87, Mike? What would happen if it's one American that's murdered by an illegal alien?
That's one too many.
There it is. It's one too many. And by the way, Mike, did you see the video of Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Which one?
Pointing out Eric Swalwell? The one where
yes.
She's telling Eric Swalwell that he was sleeping with a Chinese spy?
Yep.
That was amazing.
And the Democrats tried to have remarks struck from the record.
Yeah, I saw that. Unbelievable. So, you know, the whole thing is a giant mess. That's all. I'll leave it at that word. It's a mess. It's a nightmare. But, you know, when you have American illegals coming here killing American citizens, Mike, in that kind of numbers.
Yep.
What kind of money are the families receiving? I'd like to know if anybody in Congress is listening. What kind of money are these American families receiving from the government when an illegal alien kills one of their loved ones? What kind of money are we talking? Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, are these people getting millions of dollars? Are they getting nothing? Their loved one's dead, and the illegal alien goes to prison for a year and gets slapped on the wrist and say, "Go home or stay here and behave yourself." Well, I mean, what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what does an illegal immigrant have to do to get thrown back over that fence? How many citizens does he have to kill? How many people does he have to sell fentanyl to? How many people does he have to infect? I mean, it's just nonsense.
Exactly. You know, Mike, I'm sure it was somebody's going to email you saying, "Oh, that guy Tom's calling it about immigration again." You know, do me a favor, Mike. Next time somebody emails you and they want to get on air, we debate it together. I would like to have a two-way. If you could, I would definitely debate anybody about that.
All right.
I don't care anymore. I would debate anybody who wants to tell me about immigration because I see it firsthand. It is the number one issue to me. And there's other things, of course, but that's me, what's going on in this country, not following the laws. You're breaking federal law when you're coming here illegally. You're supposed to follow the law, learn the language, and become a good, goody American citizen and follow our laws of our land and, you know, and become an American where we all get along. But unfortunately, that's not happening because everybody has different enclaves, and they don't care. Everybody wants power. They're vying for power. This one wants this power. That one wants that power. They want to build this house. And by the way, Mike, the trades right now in South Florida, all over the United States, Mike, I'd like to know the statistic, and I'm going to look this up, and hopefully you can help me on this. I would like to know what the statistics are for white Anglo-Northern European culture males doing the trade, like plumbing, electrical, masonry. You know, I would like to know. I would like, sheet metal and plastering. I don't think you have maybe 10% of those of the population of whites doing that kind of labor anymore. I would literally like to know what's going to happen if none of these guys don't want to do any of this kind of labor work. I'd be very interested to find out.
Well, the part that worries me about illegal immigrants doing electrical work is you can make mistakes that can hurt people and burn down buildings. And I know that from when I was a kid and my father bought his own company. And there was a building and us kids got drafted to go to work, and which was unpaid at the time. And because I know a little something about electrics, I was fixing some of the problems in the building. I discovered the whole building had been wired backward, where the hot line was attached to the neutral, and the neutral line was attached to the hot. So power was going to, for example, it was going to the light bulb, then to the light switch, and all the light switch did was connect it to ground or not. And that meant that hotline was always on and always a potential fire hazard. And most illegal immigrants probably don't understand these sorts of things.
There you go. I couldn't have said it better, Mike. You know, I know you got another call, but Mike, I got to say this. Here down here, they have buildings that these minorities have built, they collapsed. We even had a bridge at the college. I'm sure you're familiar with that at FIU campus. That bridge collapsed and killed a lot of people. We've had over on the beach, we had a major building collapse. You remember all those people who died in that building last two years ago, Mike?
Remember that?
That was built on Miami Beach. So, well, that was, you know who was behind those buildings in construction. So, need I say more? I mean, you don't know what to tell you, Mike. It is what it is. But the reason, Mike, I look at these angel mothers and fathers, I would love them to be marched out on stage and demand that this Congress take up and follow the rules of the law. you know, like you say, Article 1, Title
8, Well, you know, the reality is, and I hate to be the one to tell you, this government does not follow its own laws and rules. Laws are for the little people. I mean, look at the way they treated the January 6th protesters. Look at the fact that Alec Baldwin just took a walk on his manslaughter charges. This is very much a politicized nation, and the idea of justice is pretty much gone at this point. Anyway, Tom, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We have open lines, 512-248-8352. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S. Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon. Socialist banker to the one world goon, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today here. And earlier today, the House of Representatives passed down this bill to protect women's sports. It's basically saying that biological men may not compete with biological women in biological women's sports. And it was a right down party line vote. Not a single Democrat voted for this, but of course the Republicans have the House majority. Joe Biden has already said he will veto this. He thinks it's perfectly okay for biological men to compete against your daughters in school athletics and get the medals and the scholarships and so forth and so on. Now, something else has come on out. pardon me. This is in Kennewick, Washington State, and it's at the Desert Hills Middle School. And they came up with this activity for teachers and students, okay? You know, had kids and adult teachers, and they had these plexiglass panes in a wooden frame. There were two sets of them, and they would put marshmallow cream on both sides and have the teachers and the students in a race to lick all of the marshmallow cream off of these pieces of plexiglass. And, you know, the parents are very, very upset. One of the videos shows the staffer licking the glass in a way that appears to be very sensual and suggestive. And frankly, licking marshmallow off plexiglass, I don't think there's a big call for that in the job market. I really don't. I think there's a problem here. Okay, now let's see. Up in Boise, Idaho, dodging the snow, a junior high teacher and coach has been arrested on suspicion of raping a minor he once taught. Eric McDermott, 59, was accused of rape and sexual battery by lewd or lascivious actions on a child aged 16 to 17. And this individual also happens to be an LGBT activist, vocal advocate for them. And meanwhile, Karine Jean-Pierre still can't explain why Joe Biden has not invited the Nashville Covenant shooting school victims' families to the White House. Well, because they don't really fit the narrative. And meanwhile, Glenn Greenwald is trying to get the manifesto of the Nashville shooter. He says he's being blocked. I understand Judicial Watch is now filing a lawsuit to try and get hold of that information. Okay. Now, the basically, let's see, there was Democrats had a radical abortion agenda. Republicans had a chance to defeat it, but apparently they bungled that. We'll get back to that more tomorrow. Florida Board of Education has expanded the ban on classroom instruction of sexual orientation and gender identity to all grade levels. This is the bill that detractors said was the Don't Say Gay, and now it covers all of the grade levels there. All right, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafine is taking the microphone today. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. Have a good evening. Actually, I'm not going to be back tomorrow. There'll be a replay. We'll see you Monday. Aloha, America.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth! You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.